I've been watching Fortnite streams.
Okay.
There's no and one she, left okay, to save me.
I don't think you should watch anime.
Okay, you don't know who Rascal Flatts is? You're not real country. Goodbye.
I got chased by a homeless man in Germany.
The only experience I have to, like, gaming is probably, like, Mario Kart on the
She thinks my brain is rotting.
Yeah, like, in the car, like, looking out the window.
He's like, and what hurts the most? And I'd be like...
You're, like, watching the raindrops go down the car windshield.
Our YouTube channel got taken down. For what? We have no idea.
This is an Envoice Media podcast. You're listening to Shut Up and Listen Gen Z podcast.
Welcome to the Shut Up and Listen podcast, the only Gen Z podcast worth listening to. I'm Maya.
I'm Melissa.
I'm Karin.
And this is brought to you by Envoice Media. Voice your passions, baby. Voice them. Shout them out from the mountains.
So how's
let's talk about your shirt.
I went to Coachella.
Yeah.
I went to Coachella and it was great. I had the best time. I still have my wristband on. Like, I had my Rolling Loud wristband on, like, a week after. Just need scissors to cut it off. Haven't gotten around to it yet. It was super good. I really enjoyed seeing Lana and Billie Eilish sing together. And
yeah,
seeing Billie... Guys, Billie performed three of her unreleased songs.
Oh shoot, I didn't even...
Yeah, she didn't like sing them or anything, but she played them at her like Billie and Friends party. She was just like throwing a party at Coachella.
Oh my
god. It was
god.
Super fun. She was playing her new music and good stuff. Love Billie Eilish. I like can't stop singing one of the songs. It's called Lunch. Check it out on SoundCloud.
That actually sounds so amazing.
It was so good.
I don't know. I probably wouldn't have the energy to go to Coachella, to be honest.
Honestly, I didn't think I would either, but I was walking like 20,000 steps a day there and like not having time to eat. But like, I think the adrenaline of just being there and how excited you are to see like all the artists, like just like makes you so excited and like you get all the energy like out of nowhere. And everybody had really good manners and everybody was really sweet. And the music
was Rolling Loud.
The music was really good. And I hate Rolling Loud. I will always hate Rolling Loud. I will never waste my money on that again. And the organization difference was absurd.
Really? Like, was it better?
So much more organized.
Really?
It's like, also a bigger space, though.
And the space was bigger. The space isn't that big, though. People, like, say Coachella is super big. It's not that big. It's, like, in comparison to Disneyland, it's, like, the size of the parking lot.
Like, really? It's huge.
Wait, the parking lot might be bigger than Disney. No, but it's like small. Like, I didn't think it was that big.
Really?
I think it's because I was just like walking really fast.
Probably. And also like, I don't know. You also probably got like really familiar for like.
Yeah, I get really familiar really fast.
So it doesn't feel as far.
Yeah. Like I will, when we went to Italy, Claudine, we walked outside one night for like 30 minutes. And then the rest of the Italy trip, I knew where every single store was. Like, I literally was, she was like, the next morning, she was like, I want to go to the Gucci store. And I was like, oh, I know where it is over here. Like, literally, I know, I just like pick up on like directions and where things are so easily because I think I observe everything around me.
I don't.
Really? She's directionally challenged.
I'm like the opposite. I mean, I don't know my left from right. Like, I cannot tell you which, like, I don't. Like, I have to do this to see which one's left, which one's right.
Oh, that's
but, like,
crazy.
Knowing where things are, I know off the top of my head. I'm like, this is next to
you
this
just have
on
to,
that
You just
street.
Have to remember the hand you write with, and mine is my right, so obviously it's going to be my left. I don't know. That's how I, like...
I don't know. I have to, like, do this sometimes if I'm confused.
Yeah, sometimes I still do that.
Yeah. I'm like, this one is left.
That's a really good way to remember it. Maya was also supposed to FaceTime me during Lana Del Rey.
Yeah.
Okay, but guys...
I don't care.
Can I be so honest?
I don't care what excuse. I don't care.
This is so controversial. Lana Del Rey isn't that good live.
No way. Stop, Maya.
She got so mocked by one of her background singers. It was hilarious.
Really?
Like, and then she tried to prove herself. Like, she started, like, singing, talking. Like, because, like, she doesn't, like, sing when she performs. She more so lip syncs. And you could... I don't know if they were having, like, technical difficulties or something, but, like... The screen wasn't matching up with her singing, and then like the singing wasn't like best, and it was just like a lot.
Okay, that sounds terrifying.
Yeah, and then Doja Cat was just scary. I was so terrified of that entire set because it was just like negative energy. I like her older music,
Yeah.
I like her music in general. I just don't respect her as a person. So I didn't really like that set. But Tyler, the Creator, was amazing.
Yeah. I love him. I saw his concert in like 2021, 2022. Whenever the Call Me When You Get Lost tour.
Yeah, it was so
he
good.
Is one of the best performers I've ever seen in my yeah. life. The best he knows how to put yeah. on a show.
He is really good. The energy is amazing. And like a few years ago at Coachella, he literally walked off the stage and said, like, you guys are boring. Like, I'm getting out of here. And this year he was like, you guys were so great. Like, you guys are an awesome crowd. I think there was a lot of good people there this year. It was good vibes.
Yeah, I also really like everyone's outfits. Like, I was looking at yeah. even my friends, like, what they would post. Like, everyone is going more of their,
like chill,
but, like, showing off their, like, style, their own personal yeah. style. Yeah, and, like, instead of, like, going all out, like, it's just, Coachella. Like, really cute outfits.
I mean, like, a lot of girls were all dressed the same, like, crocheted, like, pants, crocheted dress, like, crocheted skirt. Like, that, I saw a lot of that. Yeah. And a lot of, like, big belts and jorts. But I literally... I actually wore these jeans two of the days.
Really?
Yeah, just because, like, they were really comfortable and baggy, and, like, I wore my Air Forces.
Why not stay comfortable?
Yeah, and literally walking all day in 90-degree weather, I'm going to want to stay comfortable. And then exactly. I'm getting in huge crowds with, like, a bunch of people, so.
Yeah.
I'd rather be comfortable than wearing, like, a mini skirt.
I'll go to next year's Coachella. Yeah. I definitely want to stay. I want to save up for that.
Me
but
too,
it depends. Yeah. Honestly, it depends on who's... gonna play.
I would go to Coachella every year just for the vibe. I think the vibe really? Is great there. Like, you just have so much fun, but time goes by so fast.
Yeah, we should go next year because then I'll yeah. actually have
I want
like,
a car
I'll
camp and
money.
Stuff and go next year for sure. Yeah. And this year I got a hotel, which I probably wouldn't do again.
My sister went one day and literally drove back, and I picked her up from her house and went to a baby shower. Like, how do you do that? How do you go to Coachella for a day, drive back, and then
yeah, like I literally did Coachella 3 days straight, and then after that we drove back like that night, got home at 5 a.m. so late. But yeah. the house music at Coachella, you like discover so many artists that like you would never
100%
like, think twice about look like even like listening to, and you discover so many good people.
It's all
there.
About because that's me too. When I listen to something live, like the music doesn't hit the same; it hits better.
Yeah,
like. And like, then you discover more songs when you hear things live.
Yeah, and, like, you also, like, all the artists at Coachella are really good. Like, they're all really talented people, and there's so many of them.
Yeah.
There's so many artists performing yeah. that, like, you do discover a lot of new people. Good music.
I bet.
So, Claudine didn't get her Stagecoach tickets.
Yeah, so you guys need to pay up or something, like, soon.
Yeah.
Seriously. Because, like, look at her. Look at her.
She's so sad.
Guys, you really want to treat my girl like this?
She wanted Stagecoach tickets. Is that too much to ask for?
Apparently, it's too much to ask for.
They're not even that expensive.
They're only like
$500. They're only like $600.
That's like nothing.
It's literally nothing.
Guys, I just want to see Nickelback perform. Like
Nickelback.
Yeah.
Is that actually who you really want to see?
Yeah.
I don't blame you. I actually
want to see Morgan Wallen.
I want to see Morgan Wallen, but not as much as I want to see Nickelback.
Morgan Wallen is just kind of like Morgan Wallen is for Orange County. He should move there because like he's not real country. He's Orange County country.
He is definitely real country.
I feel like you haven't heard like his good music. Thinking of like 7 summers ago.
That just, is still country.
I know, but like still like that's like basic. Like everybody listens to that song.
I didn't even know what it was until I started going line dancing.
Oh.
Morgan Wallen?
I've loved Morgan Wallen for the past, like, 2 years, so.
Well, both, but I meant the song.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know. I would not have fun there.
I would.
If Rascal Flatts is going to play.
I don't have fun anywhere.
Rascal Flatts?
That's a lie.
Okay, you don't know who Rascal Flatts is? You're not real country. Goodbye. Get out of here, actually. Because no one wants to hear from you if you don't know... Rascal Flatts.
Can I play a song?
Yes, you can play a song.
I don't know who that is.
Get freaking ready.
Watch me know who it is.
Get freaking ready.
I'm playing his most popular song.
Wait, no. Let me pick a song. This is going to be epic, guys. The only country artist I've ever listened to in my life.
How do you spell Rascal Flatts?
Rascal Flatts. Yes, and I think they did. I think they did.
They were in Shrek, bro, I swear.
Or the Cars movie.
No, Cars.
They did a Cars song. Yeah,
Life is a Highway.
No, don't put that one on. Are you kidding?
Okay, but yeah. Okay. No,
life is a highway. That's country.
That's not country.
I kind of vibe with it.
But you want to know something even worse? Is I used to cry to that when I was like 7 years old.
You're like in the car, like looking out the window.
He's like, and what hurts the most? And I'd be like,
you're like watching the raindrops go down the car windshield.
Actually, one step up from worse is I would listen to only that song and Michael Jackson on my iPod, and that's all I had downloaded.
Dude, I had the little iPod shuffle that literally just had like pause, the play.
Yeah, I had that too.
The square that was like this big. And we had, me and my sisters had every single Michael Jackson song on there.
How
but that
not?
Was it. Just Michael Jackson.
Why was that a universal experience?
Because no, I only
had like Michael Jackson songs, and then like maybe that one and like one of
no,
like
we
a
were
Katy Perry.
Strictly Michael.
No, Michael. For me, it was literally Katy Perry.
Like, yeah,
I was
Katy Perry.
Obsessed with Katy Perry.
Me too. I
was obsessed with her.
You remember the whole like Team Taylor, Team Katy thing?
Yeah, I hate Taylor Swift till this day.
Yeah, me too. Because I hated her because I loved Katy Perry and I couldn't like leave that clan.
Yeah, I like.
Guys, but I think Katy Perry's low-key having a comeback. Like, people are talking about it.
People are talking. Katy Perry is gonna come back, and everybody's gonna.
Dude, I
out.
Remember a couple years ago when she came out with that one song. What the hell was it called?
Chain to the Rhythm.
Yeah. Everyone was saying how like it's like
a bad
symbolism
song.
And like how it's like her referring to she's like in the Illuminati and like all this like crazy stuff.
Katy
that's
Perry.
All I
about
remember.
The, lizard
yes.
a part of the government.
Yeah, like stuff
she's
like that. You don't remember
like. Fuck it, Justin
I mean,
Bieber.
I remember the hate on the song because everyone was like, this is such a bad song.
No, dude, everyone was like hyper analyzing that song and they were just saying how like she just like can't escape.
I heard that the song is about how we're like all on our phones and like we're ignoring how like the world is like ending. That's what I heard on TikTok.
Guys, I'm waiting for the like alien thing to happen because that's
the
world really is.
We watched a Shane Dawson documentary and now we're waiting for the alien invasion. Yeah.
I love Shane Dawson.
Can't wait till the holograms come. Can't wait to see how advanced those are.
Honestly, holograms are already really. I went to a Michael Jackson concert in Vegas.
Oh, those are crazy.
Yeah.
Those are
I was young too.
Those are actually insane.
I don't know. I went with my parents. I was young. I was like 10. And it was really cool. It literally looked like Michael Jackson was there. It was like the thing like Kim Kardashian did.
Kanye did that for her dad.
Oh, yeah.
Or for her birthday or something.
And then like Hatsune Miku.
Okay.
She's a hologram too. And she's a cool hologram.
Okay. Anime talk is banned.
Yeah,
prohibited here.
We're not doing that here.
Listen, Maya, I low-key want to get back into my anime phase.
No.
Do it, girl.
I'm so... You'll be why happier. Do you think I got bangs?
I know, we were in my room and she
why
was
do you think
like,
I got bangs?
She was like... She cut her bangs in my bathroom with kitchen scissors. Like, we were talking about, like, how we would cut bangs with kitchen scissors. Here's an example of how we cut bangs with kitchen scissors.
Did it turn out well, guys?
She cuts hers with cutting shears, not scissors, shears.
She does it the right way, everyone.
Pull them out.
She has them strapped on. That's a good defense.
She has them put away.
Good defense tactic, right?
Shears.
Yeah. But I did cut my hair and I was like, Maya, like, I feel like a whole new person. Like,
and
I want to watch
great.
Anime.
I think it looks awesome.
I think it looks great. I don't think you should watch anime.
I think you should watch anime.
I want to watch the Academy one, the My Hero Academia. I started watching that and I could not get through that. I could not get through it.
Guys, so Fortnite right now.
No, I'm just
bringing up how it has Avatar in it and it's pretty cool. Like, so you could water bend and like airbend.
Actually, Avatar is such, The Last Airbender is one of the best shows I've ever watched.
Yeah, and Fortnite right now, like you could literally bend fire, water, air, earth, and it's so cool. Like actually, like next time I need to like get a clip of me playing Fortnite because me with the water bending
yeah,
is
low
like,
key.
Like unreal. Like that my rank
insane.
Is just going up with that thing.
And I feel like I also am definitely going downhill because I also watch Maya play Fortnite too much, and I think I haven't told you this, Maya, but I've been watching streams. I've been watching Fortnite streams.
Okay,
there's no and one she, left okay, to save
like,
me.
Every week, like, because Melissa comes to my house a lot. I don't care who's at my house.
She's gonna sit at her computer.
I'm going to sit at my computer and play Fortnite
for like 3 hours and then it's get off.
It's a problem. It's a problem.
Like, I do not care. Like,
but like, what better than working with? What better? Okay, guys, I think
it's actually entertaining to watch.
Yeah. What better way to learn than to watch?
She's learning. She's cranking 90s. Like, she literally like full pieces everybody in the lobby just by watching.
Yeah.
With her eyes.
Exactly.
She's like full piece.
And I know how to build. I know how to build too.
Do you want to build today? Should I teach you how to build?
You don't even
know. Should we 1v1 box fight?
Yeah. And then we watch anime while we do it.
I'm down.
The next time you see us, guys, we're going to be talking in all like, like just like animated expressions. And I'm going to smile and like only the.
Well, I don't know what I'm supposed to talk about. You guys are just having your own conversation.
Talk about how much you hate Fortnite. Apparently you're a hater.
She thinks my brain is rotting.
When did I ever see?
Well, what about the community that you build with your teammates?
Bro, what community? You're playing a video game.
I actually have some great people I play Fortnite with.
Yeah.
Some pretty cool people. Yeah. I talk to them every day.
The like, gaming
pretty cool
pals.
Friends I got.
I want gaming pals.
I have a friend from Canada. She's pretty cool. Play with my friend from San Diego. She's pretty cool.
Oh yeah, the San Diego girl is pretty cool.
And yeah, you've met her. Yes, yeah. I play with cool people, I think.
I mean, yeah, I guess so. I don't know. The only experience I have to like gaming is probably like Mario Kart on the Wii.
Just Dance?
Yeah, I'm not kidding. Like Just Dance or Mario Kart on the Wii. And Cooking Mama.
Did you guys ever play Super Smash Bros? Yeah.
No.
On the Wii.
No. I loved Super Smash Bros. I still have a Wii. Low key, we should go to my house and pick up my Wii.
Play your Wii.
Yeah.
Play with your Wii. Down.
I have like 6 controllers. We could all do Just Dance.
I will do Just Dance.
We can all play Mario Kart. You know, it's a split screen, right?
Wait, I really want to play Just Dance.
Let's do it today.
Our workout. I haven't gone to the gym in like, I was just talking about this.
I haven't gone to the gym in a while.
I haven't gone to the gym since like March. And then even before then, I wasn't going like as much as I should.
I haven't been to the gym since like December.
And this is like the time that we have to get our money up and not our funny up, but we're getting our funny up right now.
Like right now, we're just like hanging up.
Right now, right now we're hanging out and getting our funny up. And that's
all.
We're
not like actually working on ourselves.
I'm scared for my future. It's fine.
You should address the comments even more further. Somebody said you're valid and then somebody said you're still stealing.
Okay. Well, for the people who say I'm valid, my loyal supporters.
Oh, and then how our thing got taken down.
Oh, yeah, we have to talk about that. Number one, so the people that support me, you know how it is in this dog-eat-dog world. sometimes we can't all be Mr. Nice Guy, can we? We got to let the Joker out sometimes. And for the people who were bringing me down, sorry that you grew up in a mansion and had 18 cars, but sometimes we have to gather and hunt to survive.
You're wearing the jacket right now.
Bro, why do you think I had to hunt for
this? It's the controversial jacket.
It's the most controversial jacket I've ever had in my life. but also our YouTube channel got taken down. For what? We have no idea.
We got it back up. That's why you're probably watching this. So
yeah, it's back up, but I didn't even know this until today.
It happened today, it's actually.
Like, it's like, oh, by the way, like got deleted, but like
we got it back up.
Yeah, it's fine. What a weird world.
What a weird world.
What a crazy world that we live in. Speaking of crazy world, this has nothing to do with the crazy world, but thank God James Charles put his butt away for Coachella. Thank freaking God.
Okay, the Coachella outfits this year. I feel like when I stay home and I'm not at Coachella, I'm like keeping up with Coachella like constantly. Like, that's all I could think of. Like, I'm like, oh, who or what? And then when I was there, I like didn't see anybody's outfits. So like now people are talking about it on TikTok and I feel like left out.
I don't even have social media. So.
She's caveman and she's in her caveman days.
She has TikTok.
Yeah, I have shop problem. I bought more
addicting.
I bought more stuff off TikTok shop. That's why I still haven't deleted
TikTok really shop more? Is so addicting. Like it
actually is.
I like every single day I get packages and I don't know what they are until I open it because I just forget. It's so easy. Just to be like, oh, buy. Like, you literally just press the buy button and it saves your credit card details. So you buy it, like, instantly. Like, I'm not looking at the price. I'm not looking at the shipping price. I'm literally just buying things constantly on TikTok shop just because it's, like, so available. Like, it's already on the app.
Not that bad.
It's really cheap, too.
No, and it's already on. I'm already on the app. And I'm like, oh, I don't need to, like, go open Amazon and, like, order this. I'm already here. But sometimes if something's, like, a little too pricey, I'll, like, go to Amazon and it'll be $30 cheaper.
Really?
Yeah, like everything on Amazon is so much cheaper, but I still have a problem with buying it from TikTok shop.
TikTok shop, I mean, TikTok is just like something else, dude. I had TikTok when I think we talked about this before, but like in 2018 is when I like
Me too.
Started. The app was always on my phone from when it was Musical.ly.
Me too.
But I never went on it until like when it closed down 2017 and then like mid 2018. Got TikTok, but the changes even the videos now are so different, and all the brand. I'm sorry, but the brand deals are getting way too out of hand.
Yeah, my For You page, paid partnership, yeah. sponsored posts.
But you know what's crazy? That like a lot of people are doing now, like a lot of the products on TikTok shop, they're like, okay, make a video, but don't make it obvious that this is a brand deal.
Yeah.
And so, like, the whole video, they won't even talk about it, but it'll be, like, all the way in the back, and then it'll be paid promotion.
Yeah. I mean, we could do that. We could be your paid promotion.
Yeah.
Or paid partnership.
We'll have a sponsored
post.
And we don't even not have to talk. We can talk about it for hours.
We could talk about it. We could talk about your product for as long as you want us to.
3 hours, 5 hours, 2 minutes, 30 minutes, sure.
7 hours. 8 days.
I don't know about that.
Really?
8 days? 7 hours.
7 hours?
So.
You're like, really?
I mean, like, give us some water breaks and we'll be fine. Right?
Bathroom break.
Bathroom break, water break, food breaks.
I think we'll be great.
Yeah.
So?
I cannot get over the resting face.
How's stuff with your car?
Isn't it just totaled? Like, isn't that end of story? Like, that's it? Yeah. That's all?
R.I.P. We loved you.
Seriously, that Jeep was beautiful.
Thanks. Insurance.
Insurance? Guys, insurance is such a scary thing.
Always have insurance, guys. House,
car. I was watching someone with no medical insurance, like a TikTok of them, and I was just like, what is this? What is insurance? Like, yeah, I grew up with it. I feel like no one really told me. Well, I know what it does, but it's just like, I had to go to like a doctor's office like not that long ago, and they're asking me a bunch of questions. I was like, I don't know. Like, I have to call my mom. Like, I'm really sorry. I don't know what to say. Because what's heck?
What's my insurance number?
What is all this insurance talk? I was born in 2006. This should not be. Isn't there like something like a chip they can put in my arm I can scan at this point? Like, seriously.
Literally, yeah.
I don't know.
They make everything so complicated.
And also in the medical industry, insurance was such a fraud because it made people in the medical field or like whoever like came up with the prices, they have fake prices, fake really high prices. And basically what your insurance pays for is the real price of it. Minus like, maybe $100, depending on what your insurance is, what you're getting done.
You know what I don't understand? Why x-rays, like MRIs and like CT scans and all that stuff is so, I just don't understand why it's so expensive. Yeah, it's like too. A big machine. Like, why does it cost $13,000 to like
use healthcare? I feel like healthcare.
I just don't understand that. I don't know if that's how much it costs. I just know it costs like a lot.
It does cost a lot.
Cause I saw like a video and somebody was just doing like a CT scan of like a watermelon, and like all the comments were like, "No way, you just like used that machine to do that. Like you, that's like money." Yeah. I just don't understand why. Like that's so expensive.
I don't know. I feel like in America we have a problem with the way that people are treated in the medical field. Like, for example, when my mom was sick, like, they kept denying her until she found another doctor. And they're like, okay, well, if you didn't come in, in, like, this week or the week after that, you'd probably be dead in, like, a couple of months. Because, like, the doctors that she had or whatever, like, they weren't giving her the right things. And everything was, like, very, I don't know. I feel like it relates to it because it's just like this healthcare system. Like, obviously, we have great advancements, but it needs a change.
Yeah, for sure.
In certain things. Just, I mean, maybe not even just the prices, but like the practices.
Yeah.
Because there are so many people that are also like the treatment of people who are like overweight too, or even women who are like doctors will refuse to diagnose because they think that like
they're being dramatic and stuff. Yeah.
Especially with women.
I really like Ayurvedic medicine. Like, yeah. All natural medicine.
Super, I think it's good for certain things, not for everything.
Well, obviously for, like, life-threatening things, chemicals will save your life. But, like...
Like, I mean, if that's, like, the only thing that'll save you, yeah. But I think Ayurvedic medicine is really good.
For things like when you have the flu, when you have the cold, when something's wrong with, like, if you get a mild injury, I think that's when it's, like, good.
Yeah, my friend's mom was getting a lot of hot flashes and stuff, and she like wouldn't be able to sleep at night. She went to an Ayurvedic doctor, and like she takes a spoonful of like this like stuff, and she doesn't get hot flashes anymore.
Yeah,
but I also feel like stuff is like a placebo effect, like some medicine. Like, does it really work, or is it just tricking me into thinking I'm better?
Yeah, that's scary because they did do a study where like placebos work, because there's something where like. You're tricking yourself into thinking it's working.
It's going to make you better, yeah.
And I can't remember if, like,
and it like, does your a little brain bit, into, or like, you're thinking you're yeah. better or something.
Because also, if you're stressed out in your brain, you know you're not on medication, your brain is automatically going to make that pain worse. Stuff,
yeah.
It's going to make that pain worse because your brain is focused on it. When you're calm and, you know, when your body is doing things that it's supposed to do, but it hurts, like, obviously you need to calm down because... It's most of the time when you calm your body down enough, your brain will trick itself into not feeling pain because it'll think it's doing something it's supposed to do.
Yeah, for sure.
It's literally all about like, if you really have like chronic pain, if you have chronic pain, like I've had people who like do different breathing exercises and meditation and really natural like remedies, and they don't have like back pain anymore. They don't have chronic headaches, you know?
Yeah, super good. Yeah. I really like that kind of medicine. I just feel like it's like healthier for your body because it's actually from Earth.
Yeah.
And like big pharma, and like that whole like thing with the, it's like weird.
Yeah. That's so weird because my mom was like surrounded by a lot of like medication and stuff that helped her out a lot, but she hates putting that in her body.
Yeah.
She hates anything. Like birth control too is a big one because it messes with like your hormones, yeah. And your hormones literally make you who you are.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know,
you literally can become like a different like person personality wise too when you're on stuff that controls your hormones, yeah. And stuff.
Yeah.
Like things can go very good or very wrong. You can become like a crazy bitch or like a great person.
Yeah, exactly.
It's literally like the balance of it all.
Speaking of, they need to make like a birth control for men. Please. Please.
What show was I watching?
Tell me how many men can, how many women can a man get pregnant in a day versus how many times a woman can get pregnant in like a year?
It's true.
It's so true. Stop it at the source. Like, block the source.
That's what condoms are for.
Yeah, I guess. But like, do they work? Well, I guess. Yeah. They do work, but
it's for the people that's okay. Besides like the once in a lifetime, like it rips or like whatever.
Once in a lifetime rips.
Once in a lifetime.
You mean when the crazy.
Once every like blue moon, like it barely happens.
Once in a when you meet a crazy bitch and she wants to cut off the.
Or yeah, like something like. Very rare. Yeah. Besides that, I mean
they work.
If you're not being stupid and you're using it, then you won't get pregnant or just don't have sex.
But I mean like long-term options for people, like there I feel like there aren't better ones. There needs to be better ones.
I mean like what is it like a vasectomy and like what is it called when you get eggs removed?
Oh, no, when you get your tubes tied, yeah.
Oh.
But that then you can't really go back, so
yeah, men when they get a vasectomy, they can go back. But
they
women
can?
Yeah, they can. Women can't. They can get multiple vasectomies. Women can't.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
See, I only know that because I watched it on The Office.
Hey,
that one episode where he was with Jan.
Oh. Bro, Jan is crazy. I think about her and her child show. A lot.
What a great show.
It is a good show. It gets too much hate.
I've never watched that show. My favorite show is
Working
Grey's
Moms.
Anatomy. I really like Working Moms. Actually, in Working Moms, they did make a male birth control.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, they did. I was literally watching that with you, wasn't I?
Yeah.
See, like, we
and
should
it
take
made them
notes.
Too emotional. Like, men too emotional or something stupid.
Girls Maybe that's a good thing.
All the time.
That's a good thing. Get more in touch with those emotions, babe.
I know they were, like, getting super sensitive. It was stupid. It's a show.
But it's also... It's also like you're so like even if it was in real life, it's like, okay, but we still have to like bear the weight of giving birth. Y'all can deal with being sensitive for a little while or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like you have number one, we take birth control. You open up that pamphlet that's like, here are the things that could happen to you. And you could use it as a goddamn blanket. I'll tell you that. You could use it as a camping blanket.
It's huge.
Number one. Yeah. Number two, the amount of side effects. Along with the fact that not all of them work, so you still can get pregnant, is crazy.
Yeah.
It's like heart attack, stroke, blood clotting to your brain, and like, I don't know, like you could have an aneurysm, you could like, some people have been like paralyzed before.
What's an aneurysm?
A song by Nirvana.
What she said.
I like know what it is, but I don't know like what happens when you have one.
Honestly, me...
Like, I know what they are, but I don't know what it is.
What?
We'll just say a seizure then. We'll change aneurysm to seizure because I don't know the medical things. Sorry. Sorry, Mom.
Is it the same thing?
As a seizure? No.
I know what a seizure is.
Can't you get an aneurysm for getting a blood clot in your brain? Or no, that's a stroke.
Yeah, is it like when... Oh,
that's a stroke.
Yeah. No, but like...
My grandpa had a stroke. That's what happened to him.
Oh, he had an aneurysm?
Bro, when my grandpa had a stroke, he started talking to my grandma's in the car with him, and he starts like speaking, but like in like being like, and very like he couldn't speak words, and she was like, what are you doing? Like, ha ha ha, and just like sits in the car and starts talking to him again, and he like is acting like weird, and she got like, I don't know what happened, but like 2 weeks after that, he went to the doctor, and they're like, wait, like, low-key, you had a stroke. And, like, she was just, like, chilling with him while he was, like, speaking in tongues. And she was like, that's chill. Like, I'm not going to talk about that or ask about that or anything.
I saw somebody at Coachella have a heart attack in the crowd next to me. And the EMT came, and they said he had a heart attack. Yeah, that because of people are doing a lot of substances at festivals like that. Directly next to me, this man collapses onto a girl, but like kind of behind me. He just collapses, and then I like blanked out. Like my brain just like blanked that out. And then like I was like, we were like all saying help, and then these two guys come from the other side of me that worked at Coachella that they have like hidden in the crowds
with
walkie talkies and stuff. Like, they're working for Coachella.
But
and
they're hidden.
They hide them in the crowd to make sure nothing bad is happening. I thought that was crazy.
I mean, that's pretty smart.
No, it's
that
smart.
Is really smart.
I'm sure,
yeah.
Like, a lot of places do that.
Yeah, but I never thought that, like, I would like see it, you know, because like there's just two guys standing in a crowd wearing all black with walkie talkies. I was like, but like they look like they'd be like Coachella goers, but like they're
that's
just
how I feel
like,
about
black
like
skinny
that's
jeans.
How I feel about fake cops is like, are there really? I feel like there are not that many, but one time I did see a fake cop.
What do you mean?
It was so, like you could tell.
What do you mean?
I mean, not fake cop, like
an undercover?
Undercover cop. Okay. Yeah, not a fake cop.
Where did
I don't
you
know
see an undercover cop?
I saw an undercover cop, like, in a high school parking lot. I think it was, like, I don't remember which school. I was picking up one of my friends, like, sisters. And I swear to God, it was the most suspicious-looking high school. It didn't even look like a high schooler. Like, this man has seen things beyond the veil. Like, I don't know. He's been in, like, combat or something. Like, you can tell. And he was just sitting in his car and, like, looking at everyone. But the one thing that gave it away was the glasses. Because he had like, sunglasses on. But, like, in no universe is that what any high school student was ever wearing. I was like, that is a fake cop. That's crazy. He's in an all-black car, too.
Was it in like one of those like police cars that
was
just
dressed,
blacked out?
He had a side cap too.
No, he didn't.
Yes.
No,
but,
he
and
didn't.
I might be like out of my head here where I just like saw someone and like made a joke that it was like a fake cop, but like I genuinely like think that it was because he was just like an old man who looks like he had shaved and like tried to look young. But like it was like he grew up in the 90s and then like tried to go with that vibe and it didn't work. Like something like that. I don't know. That's it was just funny. Really.
I feel like the weird. Side cap is what gives it away.
Yeah, it was to the side. I was like,
I wear
nobody
my cap sideways
that.
All the time.
Okay, well, yeah, we're not talking anymore. I can't be friends with people
somebody
like that.
Somebody in the comments said, like, they were talking about how, like, other people were talking about how, like, you taking the jacket was wrong. And that person was like, not the jacket. How she talked to the other girl.
I saw that. Actually, like, me and Maya are enemies.
We actually hate each other.
And we were forced to do this together. Someone's pointing a gun at us. Someone's pointing a gun at us and, like, we have to read lines and everything. But I love Maya. I love her. But, yeah. The undercover cop was crazy. I also asked my friend, I think her name was Sarah.
It was think?
A long, you well, this was in middle school.
Okay, yeah.
Because when we went to the high, it was her sister's school or something. I was like, who's that? Like, that, is that like a teacher or something? Like, who's that? Or like a teacher's assistant? And she was like, oh no, he goes here. He's new. I was like, okay, what's his name?
He goes here.
He goes here. He's new. Undercover cop. Is it not like, but I feel like no one ever sees them. They're just like only in movies, right?
What no, they're real
spies.
What?
They're real.
Yeah, they're definitely real. I mean,
are spies real?
At Coachella, there's also undercover cops that like will drink at the bar. I know for a fact they stay at the bars and then like
follow the people that drink too much.
Yeah, or not too much, but like well, yeah, that and. Like, they try to look out for anyone who's, like, underage drinking.
You know what's really funny? I went to, like, this American Express experience thing at Coachella, and, like, they had, like, a non-alcoholic bar in there. Like, no alcohol. Still couldn't get a drink because we weren't allowed to carry plastic cups.
What?
If you're under 21, you can't carry a plastic cup at Coachella. You can only carry a paper cup.
That's
or a water bottle. Like, put freaking like if I were to want to drink anything, put it in a water bottle, put it in a paper cup. What's the difference if I'm holding a plastic cup?
I don't know.
It was really weird.
That's a really weird rule. I've never heard of that.
Yeah, it was so stupid. I was like, "What?" And he was like, "Yeah, I don't get it either."
I mean, yeah, I if they don't get it, that's like a company thing. I don't even know what that would be for, honestly.
Yeah, it was weird.
No plastic, like, no water bottles, no.
No, you can you carry, to, like, plastic water bottles
you can?
And stuff. But you can't carry, like, the plastic, like, the cup the drink comes
that,
in.
That makes
like a solo
even,
cup.
That makes less sense than I thought, because wouldn't you be able to put, like, if anything, put vodka in a water bottle more than a plastic cup you got from the place?
A clear plastic cup I got from the place.
Like, okay.
That's really, I just thought it was so stupid. I was like, that makes no sense at all.
Do they let people, oh no, they, you can't bring in alcohol, huh? I saw like a video of this girl and she like got through Coachella and she was like, hey, like we're gonna drink, and she pulls it out and there's a guy right behind her and he was like, give that to me. As she pulled it out.
Yeah, they're pretty strict there actually, but it was really fun. Super safe.
As long as, well, yeah, if they're keeping it safe, then the vibes will be good and it will be like,
yeah, fine. At Rolling Loud, I heard of like so many fights and stuff. There was like none there. There was literally a fight when we were walking out of Rolling Loud.
Oh, yeah.
A girl and a guy fighting them.
Yeah, I remember that.
They were like, everybody was surrounding them and they were like fully like fist fighting.
I was going, kiss, kiss, kiss in the back. Hey, yo, kiss. Like, seriously, you made my night. No.
Rolling Loud is
this jacket
terrible.
Made my night. And also, if I could rewind time and go through the whole shabacle again, and I have a devil and an angel on my shoulder, and I say, second time around, do I steal the jacket? It is immediately yes. I'll do it any day, anytime. Best experience of my life. Don't regret it once. No regrets.
No regrets.
Literally zero regret. Yeah.
Regrets.
I'd actually like to talk to the girl whose jacket this is.
I hope like she finds that video.
Who is she? Is she like...
If it's a guy.
Oh, yeah. Would it? This, I don't know. The person. This is a very versatile jacket. Yeah. I feel like it's just like...
A girl or a guy could wear that. Yeah. For sure.
I don't know. But I don't care. I'd do it again. Sorry.
And you heard her. She'll do it again.
Yeah. Should we go on what's Reddit. It called? Reddit and find should I find the meth one?
No.
No? Guys, there's a really crazy thread on Reddit that's like meth users, and you get to see the inner workings of their mind. And it's really like off-putting, but it's also really interesting. It'll be like you can even ask a question in the group just to like see from a like a meth addict's perspective, like, you know, what about what is like, you know, just get their perspective on things. Someone was like, what does it feel like? And I was reading through like hours of people describing like what would happen to them when they would take meth. And it would just be like paragraphs and paragraphs and paragraphs of the craziest stories I've ever heard. That's like these people are crazy. And apparently when you do like meth, you think you're like very attractive, even though you're like losing your teeth and like your skin gets all messed up. Like they say on the thing, all of them is like, or the ones that have recovered, they're like, you're going to think you're really attractive when you do it. You're going to want to think that everybody wants you, and you're going to like give people unwanted attention and like all this stuff because your ego is so high and you think you're so hot. And I thought that was so weird.
That is weird.
Because like you think about someone on meth, like, I just think about them like being on a whole different planet. But it, like, people say, like, some people were like, I'm a functioning human in the world, but like I have a reliance on it. And I was like, what? But they basically only do it when they need to do chores, because apparently like it makes you hyper focused. I thought that was weird too.
I mean, Adderall.
Yeah, but I'm talking about meth. Like I just feel like I don't hear about it enough but like the people are so weird, and they'll be like, I'm a functioning meth addict. No, you're not functioning. You're lying to yourself at this point, babe. Like the person was like, this is actually better for me because I clean my house every single day. I stayed up 4 days in a row and I cleaned my house the whole time. I'm like, wow, that's really productive. Maybe I should try it. My room's really messy. Do we see a good one? I think we're going to do Am I the Asshole?
Yeah.
Yeah. Pick a good one. Pick one that'll last.
This one. Read this one.
Am I the asshole for making only one of my children do chores? What? I have two daughters.
Cinderella.
Did my mom write this? 16
female and 13 female. 13 female does more coke.
What? What?
13 female is more co-curricular than 16 female. 13 female debating 1.5 hours of
what?
Fortnite. But did you read this and then like?
No, I actually didn't read it. I swear, I just saw that.
Fortnite.
This is my
badminton.
Mom.
1.5 hours of Fortnite. Orchestra 2 hours per week. Strings 1 hour per week. Piano lesson 1.5 hours per week. Violin lesson. 45 minutes. God. Per.
She wants to have her own orchestra. Why does it
per Fortnite? I don't know.
Like, oh, it's like a saying. It's like Fortnite. Like every, isn't that every other night or something? Every fortnight?
No.
It is a saying, Maya. That's where the term from the game comes from.
No.
Yeah. They didn't make it up. It's an actual word.
No, I know it's an actual word.
But what does it mean?
It's spelled differently. It's spelled completely differently.
F-O-R-T.
N-I-G-H-T. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's a different word. Not Fortnite, Fortnite. It didn't mean like Fortnite, like the game.
I was a little confused. Fortnite. They were like 1.5 hours of Fortnite. I was like,
no, Fortnite the game is Fortnite. It's two different words.
Can someone else read this? This is like so confused. Like,
I'll read it.
Like, look at the way she wrote it. It's ridiculous. That's not a sentence. Form a sentence.
I can already like give my answer for this lady, and it's you're crazy. You're literally insane.
You are the asshole.
I, 49F, have 2 daughters, 16F and 13F. 13F does more co-curricular than 16F. This is 13F. This is her 13-year-old daughter. Debating 1.5 hours what every other night. Badminton, 1.5 hours. Okay, so she does all these things basically for like 30 minutes
extra
to an hour.
Extracurricular. Every she week. Plays music, badminton.
Yeah. This is 16F. Else. This is what she does. Orchestra, 2 hours a week, and choir, 1 hour a week. That's all she does. This is what, going back to the mom says, I only reluctantly let 16 female quit both her instruments due to her constant protests, as you should. 16F is calling me unfair as she had to do chores since she was 11, but her younger sister still doesn't at 13. The housework I am making 16F is reasonable amount, just wiping the dining table every day, putting away the dishes on the rack for the weekends, and hanging up the laundry twice a week. The fact that 13F does not need to help out is irrelevant. Am I the asshole for making only 16F, yes, who has significantly less co-curricular than her sister do chores? Yeah, because they both, it's not about, I feel like it's not about just because she has less. Chores are like, chores are chores, and they teach a lesson.
There's people that have full jobs, live alone, and do chores. They have their own house to take care of.
But it's not even,
it's
like the 13.
But how are you going to learn? Yeah.
The 13-year-old, you know what, she only, maybe she can just set the dinner before table. That's like little
things. You can't
things
give
like
her
that.
Nothing to do and expect the other, like, it doesn't sound like a lot, but.
You're making the other 16-year-old a maid.
Yeah.
Sorry,
like,
but
you're,
like. I agree that, like, you should do chores if you're living in a.
And, like, your own independent chores for kids, yeah, especially, like. Do your own laundry, yeah, make your own bed.
But here's the thing, is that the 16-year-old didn't want to do all of those activities, so.
Don't make her do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, don't make her do
if
it.
If you're not passionate about something,
but
then.
The 13,
like,
yeah. But the thing about the 13-year-old is she wants to do everything.
Okay. But also,
so it's like,
she's
why would you take her?
The other one's 16.
That's what I'm
she probably
talking,
like, fell out of it.
That's what I'm talking about, is the mom seems very overbearing. She's probably pushing all this stuff on her daughters, and her 16-year-old daughter
caught
is
sick of it.
Yeah, is finally like, I don't want to do it anymore. The 13-year-old,
like her mom's way of punishment.
Also,
almost.
The 13-year-old, I feel like, I don't know, like it's just, I think the mom is just weird.
Yeah. I think 13 is well over old enough to do chores around the house.
And the 100%. Other one was doing it since they were 11.
Yeah.
Yeah. The when I was in fifth grade, my mom started making me do my own laundry.
Yeah. My still gets her laundry done to this day.
To this day. My mom doesn't even live with me, and nor does my dad. I don't do my laundry for months at a time. Because I did not have a washing machine until last week.
But you still had one at the other house.
I can't go to the other house.
Honestly, I
went to the laundromat the
I
other
sympathize
day.
With Maya. I would not wash my clothes. I'm a very lazy person.
Very lazy. I went to the laundromat the other day. I had 3 suitcases full of clothes. Only took me an hour and a half.
That's pretty good.
2 luggages, like... 2 big ones and 1 carry-on filled with clothes. Clean,
it took that
dried.
Long? It took that long? Like,
yeah,
that's short.
I used one of the really big machines, 2 of the smaller machines, I did the same thing. And then when I dried my clothes, because I was doing Sasha's laundry with her, we used an entire top row of dryers for all of our clothes. That's how many clothes we had.
Stop. Do you separate the whites and the blacks and the darks?
Yeah, I only had one load of whites. I don't really wear white
I just
clothes.
Put them together and I've never had a problem.
Same.
Oh, I don't put... It's literally I don't a put myth. My sweatshirts together. I don't put, like, certain sweatshirts. I don't put whites and blacks together. I put all my dark colors together. I, like, separate my laundry like a freak. That's why I, like, had three suitcases.
I used to, but it wastes a lot of water and it wastes a lot of energy. And it turns out the same. Your clothes are going to be clean either way. Just switch the setting. You'll get it done faster.
I don't like my... I can't have them dried hot. I have to have my clothes dried cold.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because I don't want my clothes to shrink. I don't like the water hot in the washing machine. I literally... Like,
That's what...
But at the freaking laundromat, if you put the dryer on low heat, it's still so hot.
Really?
It's still so hot.
I don't like going to laundromats. I remember when I don't have a washer and dryer in my apartment. I have to go to a room, and that already is so annoying. And like, it's just tedious. It's like, I don't want to be carrying this laundry hamper. Yeah, like, one
I carry
level down.
Like, I mean, just put it all in a suitcase at this point. It's so much easier.
I mean, yeah, I might just start doing that. Or get like something rolling. I don't know.
They have like those like rolling ones.
Like easier transportation.
I don't know. The laundromat was so easy. I want to open one.
Bro, my mom wants to move because of how bad the street is that we live on.
The street? What's bad about it?
I'm not one to be like kick out homeless people. I've never been like that. But there is a community of homeless people living on my street.
Oh, yeah. Like further down though, not like in front of your complex.
Not in front, but it's literally like right diagonal from it. It's like diagonal.
Yeah, because she was like right next to the freeway. And I don't know why homeless people tend to like living near freeways. It's like the loudest place you can live.
But my mom is so done with it. She's like, they don't, number one, like people leave their furniture and shit out there. Like, obviously they don't care about their own street that they live on. Number one. They won't pick up trash.
HOA.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. And we try to call the city about it because the street was not, the trash wasn't being picked up. And when you go further up the street, it's literally like a shit show. It's so bad. And it's next to Calabasas, which I was like, I'm like, why is it so bad and on the street?
Yeah.
But like, then again, it is next to a freeway and they tend to be like not the best. That's why I was like opposed to like moving into that one. But at the time, we both know how much I wanted an apartment. So
yeah,
you get what you get and you don't get upset. There are people living way worse
than
me.
You were living before that. We got chased by a homeless man.
Okay. Yeah, that's true.
That's like a, like that was
Carl's
crazy.
When we tried to go to Carl's Jr.
Yeah, it was really late and we had just came home from the gym and we were walking in the middle of the night.
It was 2 a.m. probably.
Yeah.
We tried to get Carl's Jr. We walked through the drive thru.
And they didn't let us get anything.
They didn't let us get anything.
And
so
then
we ordered Dave's Hot Chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And then it canceled the order and then we went to the gas station.
Yeah. No, we got the date. We ended up getting the Dave's later.
Yeah.
But we go to the gas station. Then we go to another gas station for some reason.
To try to escape the homeless man.
Oh, yeah, because there was just this guy, like, following us. Then we get out.
And he's still following us
with a bat.
Like, with a bat.
Originally,
I saw it in his backpack. And I was like, okay, like.
And
then it was in his hand. And then he was following us.
And then he started walking really faster when we were walking really fast.
Yeah, and he was, like, just trailing behind us. And then we saw him. And then, like. He looked away, so we hid behind bushes.
Yeah, at this library.
And then he, like, is, like, crossing the street slowly. So we, like, see him go in front of us, so we get out of the bushes. We start walking back to her house.
We walk in the middle of the street just in case, like, why did we walk in the middle of the street?
Like, just in case he's on either side so we can, like,
run away. We thought he was hiding to come out and, like, grab us.
Yeah, it was really... And then she lost... her house key fell out of her pocket.
Yeah. That was the worst.
And she lived
like, we're
near
gonna
the LA River. So, like, they can, like, go, like, right there and just, like, be near the LA. It was scary. It was terrible.
Yeah, there were places you could hide.
Apparently, our friend's boyfriend knows him.
Yeah. Wait, who's?
Zach.
Oh, yeah. He was, we told him what happened, and he was like, oh, yeah, the homeless guy. Like, he's homie. I was like.
He was like, I know him. Like, I've, like, talked to him before.
I'm sorry, no, he's not homie. He chased us around because
he lives like on, like really like close to there. So this was really, this was a crazy time.
2 a.m. What are you gonna do if you want Carl's Jr.
in Woodland Hills?
Uber Eats it. Don't go outside, please.
Don't go outside at 2 a.m.
on Victory.
On Victory, do not go outside on Victory Boulevard.
Yeah, Victory Boulevard. Victory is not a place for the week at night.
Not at all. It's like Skid Row dupe.
You know what Skid Row dupe is? Sherman Oaks.
I got chased by a homeless man in Sherman Oaks.
Bro, I've been harassed by so many homeless people there. Like Santa countless. Monica. Oh my. No, that's just the OG Skid Row, to be honest, at this point.
Santa Monica's terrifying.
There was a guy who was screaming about anti-Semitism.
I saw somebody take a shit in a planter in Santa Monica, like on top of like an actual like vase, like in the center of 3rd Street.
Cute.
And he had a sign and he was like,
don't look at me. Like, he was like, give me privacy.
He was like, make a video of me taking a shit in a planter, what? Like on a cardboard sign. I swear. Post it on TikTok. Is it something crazy? Yeah.
What the fuck? The only crazy thing like that I've seen is a homeless guy showering like at my friend's apartment complex with the hose out in the front. He got in the garden, like there's like this like the planter, and he just like started like just hosing off.
There was a homeless lady living in our gym.
What?
At the 24 what? Hours in the Woodland Hills, there was
the,
a
homeless, the village one.
Yeah, there was a homeless lady living in the gym. She was like, when I had gone into the gym, she was sitting on the bench and like she was going to shower, and then she showered, and I come back to the locker room,
she's on the bench.
Sleeping on the bench. And then when I walked outside, I just like overheard somebody talking about, they're like, the lady's always here. She like lives here because like she's literally always there. I mean, that's kind of smart if you're homeless.
It is, because showers.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of people who live in vans go to gyms for the showers.
I would just want more clothes.
Clothes?
Yeah, like if.
Perfume and clothes is all you need if you're homeless. Just remember that.
A new outfit a day.
No food, no shelter, just clothes and perfume. Don't go to anyone else for advice. That's all you need. Yeah.
Do you have anything to add, Colin?
One time a homeless guy came into Earth Cafe and stuck his hand in the tip jar and just took all of our tips towards the end of the day. And then he tried to come in a second time, and I just remember like my manager just like grabbed his hand like when he like stuck his hand in the
tip. Something similar happened to me at work. But he grabbed handfuls of candy from our candy bowl.
And he just runs out.
And he just kept putting them in his pocket. So we had to hide the candy bowl because he would come and stare in the mirror.
To see where the candy bowl is?
The glass. He would come and just stare in the glass at my work and just like look at the candy bowl like since like then. And then he would just do that like, and then he stopped coming around, so we put the candy bowl back in the front because we literally had to hide it in the back because he just kept coming in and just taking candy, like handfuls of candy.
Have some goddamn respect.
He just needed Tootsie Rolls. Like,
have some goddamn respect for your city, for your home.
Your home is literally the city.
Yeah, they're for the streets, but we won't talk about that. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
that's...
Thank you for listening to the Shut Up and Listen Gen Z podcast, the only podcast Gen Z worth listening to. I hope you guys have a good rest of your day.
Have a great day.
And we'll be back in like a week.
Yes. Bye.
Don't miss us too much.